Opening our Jazz Northwest for today, that's music by Billy Strayhorn, played by a section of the Duke Ellington Orchestra. This is Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today's music by Billy Strayhorn, whose centennial is being celebrated during the current Earshot Jazz Festival. That version of The Intimacy of the Blues we just heard with Duke Ellington at the piano. Cootie Williams was the trumpet player, and Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone in The Intimacy of the Blues. That comes from an album called And His Mother Called Him Bill, made shortly after Billy Strayhorn's death. The Ellington band was still very deeply grieving him because he was such an important part of the orchestra. A number of appearances of Billy Strayhorn's music are scheduled during the current Earshot Jazz Festival. Just last night at Tula's Restaurant and Jazz Club, Ed Reed and Anton Schwartz were reproducing some of the music from the Johnny Hartman, John Coltrane album, which included some music by Billy Strayhorn. And from that original recording by Coltrane and Hartman in 1963, again not long after Billy Strayhorn had passed, here is one of his most famous compositions, Lush Life.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant K traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes, I was wrong again. And only last year, everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again, a trough full of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris, please, the bite of it, all I care is to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Is much stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely.
Music by Billy Strayhorn there. That was from the Ellington Collection, and his mother called him Bill, and featuring Johnny Hodges on alto sax in a piece Billy Strayhorn wrote practically on his deathbed when he was being treated for cancer. The piece was titled Blood Count. Beautiful piece of music by Billy Strayhorn, whose music is being celebrated at the Earshot Jazz Festival this year, as was indicated also by the previous recording with Johnny Hartman doing the vocal, with John Coltrane on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, and Elvin Jones on drums doing Billy Strayhorn's composition, Lush Life. Coming up on Thursday, the Billy Strayhorn Project will be at the Seattle Art Museum's Brotman Forum for an Art of Jazz concert from 5:30 to 7:30. Vocalist Tyrone Brown will be singing the music of Billy Strayhorn, with Nate Omdahl, director, and playing bass, leading the ensemble accompanying him. And those are some of the tunes that will be done at that time. Also, the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is doing a series of three concerts, the second of which is going on right now, this afternoon, at the Kirkland Performance Center, and there's an additional performance on Monday night celebrating Billy Strayhorn's 100th birthday. And the Monday night performance takes place at the Edmonds Center for the Arts. It starts at 7:30. And readings by the writer of the Strayhorn biography, Lush Life, David Haidu, will be reading and also introducing some of those concerts. And as I mentioned previously, the Ed Reed-Anton Schwartz combination did some of the music of Billy Strayhorn, as performed by Johnny Hartman and John Coltrane. They did that last couple of nights at the Tula's in downtown Seattle. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. We'll continue here with a tune from Jay Clayton, who's back in town. Jay Clayton was an important part of the Cornish College of the Arts faculty for many years, and she has since been back in New York for some time and a fixture on the New York scene. And she is performing with people like Julian Priester and Don Clement, and we'll be doing a tribute to Ornette Coleman as well. There was a performance schedule. There is a performance schedule tonight at 8 o'clock, and the title of the program is Jay Clayton In and Out. She'll be doing both standards and some sort of outside stuff as well. Here's a recording of Jay Clayton that was made at Demetrio's Jazz Alley a few years back, about 1991 or something like that. And the recording was done by Charles Tamaris and Scott Charles at that time. And here is Jay Clayton singing with Julian Priester on trombone, Stanley Cowell at the piano, Gary Peacock on bass, and Jerry Grinelli on drums, who were both on the Cornish faculty too at that time. And we'll hear them doing standard by Harry Warren, There'll Never Be Another You.
There may be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There may be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There may be other lips that I may kiss. They won't thrill me like yours used to do. And I may dream a million dreams. How can they come true if there will never, ever be another you? There may be nights like this, and I'll be standing on one new. Fall, another spring. There will never be another you. There may be lips that I may kiss. They won't thrill me, not like yours used to do. And I may dream a million dreams. How can they come true if there will never, ever be another you? Oh, Will ever be another.
That was Annette Cohen, clarinet, with her quartet, including Jason Lindner, piano, Joe Martin on bass, and Daniel Friedman at the drums, playing a composition by the pianist Jason Lindner called Annette's Dance, from her most recent album, Claro Oscuro. And Annette Cohen performing some gigs in the Seattle area as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival, a special added concert on Monday night at the Cornish College of the Arts Poncho Concert Hall, because the Tuesday night concert is already sold out. And she'll also be doing a master class on Tuesday at noon at Cornish. Before Annette Cohen, we were listening to Jay Clayton, who is a longtime faculty member at the Cornish College of the Arts, who is back in town. She now makes her home in New York, and she is performing on Sunday evening, tonight, at the Poncho Concert Hall at Cornish College. And she'll be returning to perform with friends like Julian Priester and Don Clement, doing some original standards, electronics, poetry, plus a tribute to Ornette Coleman. The program is billed as Jay Clayton In and Out. And we heard a recording from Jay Clayton that goes back to the early 90s, recorded live at Jazz Alley, with Jay Clayton singing with Julian Priester on trombone, Stanley Cowell piano, Gary Peacock on bass, and Jerry Grinnelli on drums, who were also Cornish faculty members at that time. And we heard them doing There'll Never Be Another You, Harry Warren song. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. My name's Jim Wilkie, and we're surveying the regional jazz scene as we do each week at this time. Coming up, some music with Wayne Horvitz and Tom Varner, who are also on our jazz calendar. As we mentioned, Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is playing music of Billy Strayhorn this afternoon at Kirkland Performance Center, and that concert will be repeated on Monday night at the Edmonds Center for the Arts. Take 6 is in its final night at Demetrio's Jazz Alley tonight, and Jay Clayton's In and Out concert at the Poncho Concert Hall at Cornish. And the Cornish Creative Ensemble plays music of Eric Dolphy, and the Tom Varner Quintet will be playing at the Royal Room tonight at 8. On Monday, in addition to the added concert by Annette Cohen at Cornish, James McBride and the Good Lord Bird Band will be at Town Hall, David Marriott's Triskaidekka Band at Tula's on Monday night, the 13-piece band. Thursday will be the second Thursday of the month, and time once again for the Seattle Art Museum's Art of Jazz Concert. These free concerts presented 5:30 to 7:30 on the second Thursday of each month. This one is going to feature music of Billy Strayhorn, the Billy Strayhorn Project with Tyrone Brown and Nate Omdahl Group, and that is at 5:30. It's a free concert from 5:30 to 7:30. Keiko Matsui will be opening at Jazz Alley on Thursday night. Wayne Horvitz, at 60, celebrates the composer and pianist's 60th birthday. He'll be playing solo with trio and sextet Thursday night at the Royal Room. Pearl Django will be playing the same night at Boxley's. Friday, the 13th, there is Happy Hour with Phil Sparks' trio at the Latona from 5 to 7, and Brad Meldow trio at Town Hall Friday night. Larry Fuller trio is going to be playing at Tula's both Friday and Saturday. Lots of good music coming up as we roll into the final week, the final stretch of the Earshot Jazz Festival. Next, we'll hear some music from Tom Varner, whose Cornish Creative Ensemble is playing tonight at the Royal Room together with Tom Varner's own quintet. This is a piece which comes from his album Nine Surprises, and it features the lower instruments in this piece called Low Guys, in response to another tune called High Guys. Tom Varner on French horn is heard here with David Marriott on trombone and Jim DeJoie on baritone sax, Phil Sparks on bass, and others. This is called Low Guys from Tom Varner's album Nine Surprises.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Wayne Horvitz at the piano with his group Sweeter Than the Day, Timothy Young on guitar, Keith Lowe bass, and Andy Roth on drums, and they played Julian's Ballad. Before that, we were listening to Tom Varner's Nonette and a piece by Tom Varner, the French horn player, titled Low Guys, which featured some of the low guys from his Nonette, including David Marriott on trombone and Jim DeJoy on baritone sax and Phil Sparks on bass, from the album Nine Surprises. Tom Varner's quintet, as well as the Cornish Creative Ensemble, are playing tonight at the Royal Room. And Wayne Horvitz's group is playing on Thursday in a celebration of Wayne Horvitz's 60th birthday year. There'll be three different ensembles, Wayne Horvitz starting off solo, then joined by members of his trio, and then with three horns added, becoming a sextet. That's Thursday night at the Royal Room for the Wayne Horvitz at 60 celebration. Next up, we're going to hear a tune from Larry Fuller as Jazz Northwest continues from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Larry Fuller was a Toledo-based pianist when Ernestine Anderson played through Toledo, liked his work, and brought him back to Seattle as her regular pianist. And he worked with Ernestine for a number of years, gradually settling in Seattle and working out of here for some time. He later went on the road with John Pizzarelli, with whom he played for a long time. And before that, he was regular pianist with the Ray Brown Trio, with Jeff Hamilton and Larry Fuller and Ray Brown. Here's a tune that pays tribute to the Ray Brown years, played by Larry Fuller. This comes from his most recent recording. It is out on the Capri label, and Larry's going to be back in Seattle to play Friday and Saturday nights next week at Tula's. He's joined here by Hassan Shakur on bass and Greg Hutchinson on drums in Ray Brown's tune called The Parking Lot Blues. Thank you.
a string sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. Oh, what a world, what a life. You know I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, and I can make the rain go. Anytime I move my finger, lucky me, can't you see that I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold a string. I'd be a crazy soul and so if I should ever let go. Got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. Oh, what a world, what a life. You know I'm in love.
That's a bit of Brad Meldow Trio. Brad Meldow at the piano with Larry Grenadier on bass and Jeff Ballard on drums doing a tune titled simply Jam. Brad Meldow's trio is going to be playing as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival at Town Hall next Friday night. Before that, we were listening to Ernestine Anderson from a live radio broadcast in 1962, live jazz from the penthouse, with Ernestine singing, Dick Palombi at the piano, Chuck Metcalf on bass, and Bill Richardson at the drums. I've got the world on a string. Ernestine Anderson's birthday is next Wednesday. She'll be 87. Larry Fuller Trio, former accompanist to Ernestine Anderson, and Ray Brown, and John Pizzarelli, He was heard with Hassan Shakur bass, Greg Hutchinson on drums, Parking Lot Blues by Ray Brown. Larry Fuller's trio plays Friday and Saturday night at Tula's as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival. And that wraps up our show for today. Thanks so much for listening. You're listening to KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org.